Now, while there are many benefits to remote working, turning your home into an office can make it harder to switch off at the end of the day. With emails and texts coming straight to phones and tablets, many find it impossible to avoid responding to late-night messages. So, does Ireland need to introduce a legal right to disconnect? Or does our current legislation already provide for this? Our reporter Jill Steadman has been finding out.
The line between work and home life has blurred for many over the past few months.
It is constant, the emails, the pings.
Both Sinn Féin and Labour have introduced bills to give workers a legal right to disconnect.
The purpose of this bill is to establish procedures for an employee's right to disconnect from work-related emails, texts and calls outside of their normal working hours. Put simply, it gives workers the right to switch off.
Our bill requires employers to set out what their policy is in relation to our out-of-hours communication, and that employees are not going to be punished for failing to respond to emails or other communication.
As it stands, there is no legally defined right to disconnect in Ireland. But the Organisation of Working Time Act does give employees some protection.
Now, that legislation is relatively old and was established in 1997, so it's not quite up to speed on how quickly our working technology has advanced.
Linda Hines, partner with law firm Lewis Silkin Ireland, says workers have an implied right to switch off under this legislation.
But that legislation sets out that employers can't permit employees in Ireland to work more than 48 hours per week on average. There are some limited exceptions for that, and it is averaged out over a certain period. The working time legislation also sets out minimum requirements in relation to breaks for employees, so daily and weekly rest periods. And it does require employers to monitor and maintain records of working time. So that's to ensure the maximum working week is complied with and that employees are actually getting those mandatory rest periods.
Employers group IBEC believes there is no need for further legislation. Maeve McElwee is Director of Employer Relations.
The challenge with a piece of legislation is that it never looks to the individual because it can't. And that makes it much more challenging, which is why actually codes of practice or strong guidance is much more preferable, because it allows that element of flexibility and for employers to be able to adapt, bearing in mind that it will continue to be underpinned by the Organisation of Working Time Act. There's no appeal of that legislation coming through.
AIB has introduced its own right to disconnect policy for its employees, which it says is the first of its kind in Ireland. Geraldine Casey, Chief People Officer, says it covers a number of areas.
Whether it is scheduling meetings during normal working hours, avoiding scheduling meetings during lunchtime, respecting people's time by only inviting them to meetings that they really needed to be at and had an active role in. In relation to emails, encouraging people to put out of hours, delay sending emails if people were working in the evenings or weekends where others might necessarily not be working those hours, and putting a message on their email where people are saying, I currently work flexibly, so while it suits me to send this email now, I do not expect a response or action outside your own working hours.
Legislation has been introduced in a number of European countries, including France. Speaking in the Dáil, the Taoiseach said he'll be looking at these examples before moving forward.
And that report from Jill Steadman.